Picture this. A scientist returns from vacation to find mold contaminating his bacterial cultures. Instead of tossing the ruined experiment, he notices something extraordinary. Bacteria cannot grow near the mold. This chance observation by Alexander Fleming in 1928 led to penicillin, saving countless millions of lives. This isn't an anomaly in medical history, it's the rule. The truth about medical innovation is far more fascinating and unpredictable than the sanitized stories we're told. Behind nearly every life-saving medication and revolutionary treatment lies not methodical planning, but happy accidents, unexpected observations, and sometimes outright mistakes that change the course of medicine forever. The most profound medical breakthroughs often happen when researchers stumble upon X while searching for Y, and possess the wisdom to recognize its significance. In the field of observation, chance favors only the prepared mind. Louis Pasteur's quote captures the essence of medical discovery, the intersection of luck with recognition of the unexpected. Scientific papers typically present discoveries as logical progressions, but revolutionary advances often begin as accidents or observations made while pursuing different goals. Consider Dr. Peter Agre, who won a Nobel Prize for discovering water channel proteins that fell into our laps, or neurobiologist David Anderson, who found the key to neural stem cell development in a mundane petri dish coating. These breakthroughs required seeing familiar data from completely new angles. The scientific establishment's emphasis on structured research, while valuable, can inadvertently suppress conditions that foster breakthroughs. True innovation requires both randomness and readiness, the ability to recognize unexpected observations. This explains why major discoveries often emerge from researchers working at the intersection of different fields, where fresh perspectives flourish. Modern medicine began with Antony van Leeuwenhoek, whose powerful microscopes first revealed bacteria in the 1670s. Though he glimpsed the possibility of disease transmission, it took 2 centuries before Louis Pasteur established that specific organisms cause specific diseases. Pasteur discovered vaccination by accident, when weakened chicken cholera cultures provided immunity instead of causing disease. This led to vaccines for anthrax and rabies, despite skeptics dismissing his ideas as microbial madness. Surgery transformed when William Stuart Halsted had rubber gloves made to protect his nurse, later wife, from dermatitis caused by sterilizing solutions. This innovation, along with surgical gowns and masks, significantly reduced infections. The foundation of modern bacteriology also arose from chance. Bacteria colonies were first observed growing on an old potato slice. The development of the petri dish with agar, suggested by a colleague's wife who used seaweed for jam, revolutionized the field, enabling researchers to identify bacteria causing tuberculosis, cholera, diphtheria, and numerous other diseases. In December 1943, German bombers destroyed the SS John Harvey in Italy's Bari port, releasing 100 tons of mustard gas. Survivors exposed to contaminated water experienced severe burns and plummeting white blood cell counts. Yale researchers recognized potential. If mustard gas destroyed white blood cells, perhaps it could target cancerous blood cells. Their experiment with nitrogen mustard on a lymphoma-stricken mouse showed remarkable results, the mouse that roared. By 1949, mustardgen became the first FDA-approved chemotherapy agent. Another breakthrough occurred when researchers noticed folic acid accelerated leukemia growth. Dr. Sidney Farber reversed this thinking. If folic acid accelerated cancer, perhaps blocking it would help. His folic acid antagonists achieved the first successful remissions in childhood leukemia, earning him the title Father of Modern Chemotherapy. The heart was long considered a sacred organ that researchers approached cautiously. The first major cardiac breakthrough came when German scientists discovered electrical activity in frog cardiac muscle, leading to Einthoven's electrocardiogram. In 1929, Werner Forssmann performed a first human cardiac catheterization on himself, despite fierce medical establishment criticism. A dramatic discovery occurred when F. Mason Soans Jr. accidentally flipped a catheter into a coronary artery, injecting contrast dye previously considered lethal. This mishap revealed that non-oxygen-carrying fluid could safely enter coronary arteries, making coronary bypass surgery possible. Similarly, Charles Dotter discovered angioplasty when he inadvertently pushed a catheter through an arterial blockage, revolutionizing cardiovascular treatment worldwide. The psychopharmacological revolution began with fortunate accidents. In 1953, psychiatrist Nathan Klein discovered that Rauwolfia serpentina extracts were being used to treat schizophrenia in India. Its active ingredient, reserpine, later used for hypertension, caused severe depression in many patients. This side effect revealed that reserpine depleted brain monoamines, serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine, neural transmitters crucial for mood regulation. Meanwhile, physicians noticed tuberculosis patients taking iproniazid experienced unexpected euphoria and energy. Klein tested this drug on depressed patients with remarkable results. Within a year of his 1957 report, over 400,000 patients were receiving iproniazid for depression. Another breakthrough occurred when Roland Kuhn tested imipramine, an antihistamine, on schizophrenic patients. Instead of sedating them, it stimulated them. When tried on depressed patients, the results were dramatic. Deeply withdrawn individuals resurrected to activity, socialization, and contentment within weeks. These discoveries established depression's biological basis, leading to Prozac's development in 1987. By 2006, approximately 40 million people worldwide had taken this medication, fundamentally changing mental health treatment approaches. Despite serendipity's crucial role in medical breakthroughs, today's research system increasingly stifles it. With about 90% of NIH-funded research occurring at academic institutions and only 22% of applications receiving approval, scientists are reluctant to submit novel proposals that challenge conventional wisdom. Researchers must adhere strictly to approved research plans, preventing them from following unexpected discoveries. Many breakthrough researchers initially found their work marginalized. Pierre Deniker's Thorazine presentation was scheduled during lunch hour to a nearly empty auditorium. Roland Kuhn's antidepressant findings drew only a dozen listeners, and Barry Marshall was initially rebuffed when he suggested ulcers were caused by bacteria rather than stress. Meanwhile, the pharmaceutical industry has transformed from an innovation engine into a marketing machine. Despite record research spending, FDA drug approvals plummeted from 53 in 1996 to just 20 in 2005. Companies now spend twice as much marketing medicines as researching them. To recapture the spirit of innovation, we need systemic changes. Education emphasizing pattern recognition and creative thinking. Research grants allowing investigators to pursue unexpected findings, and peer review processes encouraging mavericks rather than orthodoxy. The history of medicine teaches us that the path to breakthrough is rarely straight. The greatest medical discoveries often happen when researchers are brave enough to acknowledge that the unexpected result before them might be more important than their original hypothesis. What if Fleming had simply discarded his contaminated petri dish? What if Soans had been too frightened to learn from his accidental coronary injection? Next time you take a medication, remember that behind its development likely lies not just scientific rigor, but also chance, intuition, and the courage to see possibility in the unexpected. In our quest to systematize and control the research process, we must not lose the wonder, curiosity, and openness to serendipity that have given us our greatest medical miracles. For in science, as in life, the most extraordinary discoveries often happen when we're looking somewhere else entirely.